right, Jeff. Yeah, I was up this morning to watch the game. First period was pretty much all U.S. and was looking pretty good. In the second period, it totally reversed, and the shots on goal were doubled by Canada by that point. And the third continued the same way, but, yeah, boy, the U.S. goalie, I don't know what team he plays for, but he deserves all the credit. U.S. was not in it on the second and third period without him. Boy, he was the MVP of the game, that's for sure. Kept us in it in both of the last two periods and gave us a shot at the end, which they managed to get in. So I heard this is the first time the U.S. men's team has won gold since the 1980 Miracle on Ice when they won against the Russians. So kudos to them. They were undefeated in the tournament and brought home the gold as same way as the women. So two gold medals in U.S. hockey this Olympic, which was really quite nice. And you have fine business on the swap down there. That's it. There's been a few things I came away with as somebody was packing up, and it's kind of like, hey, what do you want for that? Hey, make me a deal because I don't want to take it home. So there's been quite a few of those I've done, as well as when going down to Dayton. I remember one time I was leaving the flea market, and there was a roll of coax cable, a 500-foot roll, and they had some off in it on a big wooden spool. And I seen it sitting there, and I said, what do you want for it? He said, make me an offer. He says, I'm tired of dragging this thing around. So I did. He took it, and it's now in my basement. I've used about three-quarters of it, so it was regular coax cable look. It wasn't ham, you know, 50-ohm type of cable. It was coax TV cable, but I've used quite a bit to redo my house over the years, and now pretty much as useless. Most of my TVs are now streaming rather than running a solid cable signal. So, but you, ham swaps, you never know what you're going to come up with. That's always the fun part of it. All right, next up on the list, KE8PCQ, standing by KD8PAZ. Good evening, Dave.
KC8YVF in the group, KE8PCQ here. Well, first off, I got some sad news is that Dean Bass out of the Bay City Club, KC8BGK, lost his battle with cancer. So that means there's three or four members of that Bay City Club have passed away in the last year. So that's pretty bad. As far as home front, well, I'm working to replace the floor in the upstairs bathroom, just the tile. And, you know, it's a 156-year-old house, so it is nothing short of square. And just, oh, it's just miserable. It's got steam radiators and the old exposed bathtub and all that stuff has to be, you know, ripped to shreds and put a new floor down and then put it back together. So that's been my weekend, and we're about a third done. So I'll be playing like you, Ron, on your project for the fall and winter. And with that said, KE8 PCQ, back to net.